Cut to, interior, jail. An older prisoner sits on the john, his pants around his ankles. Older prisoner. They got to give you some time. A guy dies and you get time. That's the deal. Why the hell should you walk? And don't give me young. Young don't count when a guy dies. Why should you walk? Steve. 'Cause I'm a human being. I want a life too. What's wrong with that? Older prisoner. Nothing. But there's rules you got to follow. You do the crime, you do the time. You act like garbage, they treat you like garbage. Prisoner 2. Yo, man, you acting like you a preacher or something. But guess where you at? This ain't no hotel. Older prisoner. But I ain't complaining. Prisoner 2. But suppose he innocent. Older prisoner. You innocent? Steve. Yes. Older prisoner. Yeah, well, somebody got to do some time. They're going to lock somebody up. Prisoner 3. How's he gonna say he's innocent? That's why they holding the trial, so the jury can say if he's innocent or not. What he says now don't even count. Older prisoner. Whatever. Anyone got a newspaper?
We still don't know how or if Steve was involved in the robbery and murder. We do know that Steve knows James King, but so far we've got no proof that Steve helped with the robbery, and he has said nothing in his journal or screenplay about what he knows, though he does tell his cellmates that he's innocent. Steve's a boy in a man's world at the detention center. His cellmates are older and sound like they've been arrested and in jail before, and I can tell they don't have a lot of faith in the system. The older prisoner is convinced that because there was a murder, somebody will have to go to prison, whether he's guilty or not. Let's move on to the top of page 78.